Welcome to the Forgotten Narrator. All right, let's talk about one of the most mysterious, overlooked, and downright unsettling Xeno species in Warhammer 40K, the Hrud. Most people, even those deep into the lore, tend to forget about them. And that's not surprising. The Imperium doesn't go out of its way to acknowledge their existence. And unlike the Orcs, Tyranids, or Eldar, they don't leave massive, unforgettable scars on history. But that doesn't mean they aren't important or dangerous. In fact, the Hrud might be one of the biggest threats to reality as we know it. They are more than just an obscure race hiding in the dark corners of the galaxy. They are a walking paradox, creatures that warp time itself just by existing. Some believe they could be responsible for unnatural time distortions, ancient catastrophes, and maybe even influencing major events in the Imperium without anyone realizing it. So why have they been forgotten? What exactly makes them so dangerous? And the biggest question of all, are they still out there, quietly bending reality to their will? To answer that, we have to go deep into the lore, into theories, hidden records, and eerie stories that suggest the Hrud might still be lurking in the shadows, shaping the past, present, and future in ways we can barely comprehend. The origins of the Hrud are as elusive as the creatures themselves. Unlike other Xenos races, their history isn't carved into the ruins of ancient civilizations or preserved in the war records of the Imperium. Instead, it's a patchwork of cryptic references, forgotten myths, and the kind of stories that scholars dismiss as superstition. But if you dig deep enough, if you sift through the scraps of knowledge scattered across the millennia, a disturbing picture starts to emerge. The first known mentions of the Hrud don't come from human sources at all. Some believe that the Eldar, back when their empire still stood at its peak, were aware of them, though whether they saw them as a threat is another matter entirely. Unlike the Necrons or Chaos, which the Eldar feared and fought against openly, there's barely any record of major conflicts between them and the Hrud. This has led to speculation that the Hrud were already an enigma, even to one of the galaxy's most advanced and knowledgeable civilizations. Some say the Eldar ignored them, dismissing them as insignificant pests. Others suggest something far more unsettling, that the Eldar feared the Hrud in ways they never admitted, that they knew something about them that has long since been lost to time. Imperial records first acknowledged the Hrud in the form of obscure incidents, never full-scale invasions or large-scale battles, but eerie disappearances and unexplained phenomena. Early human colonies would report entire settlements vanishing overnight, with no sign of battle, no distress signals, just empty streets and buildings crumbling as if they had aged centuries in mere hours. Even the Adeptus Mechanicus, with all their logic and data analysis, found themselves baffled by these anomalies. For the longest time, these incidents were dismissed as warp disturbances, unknown Xenos interference, or even classified as unsolved mysteries buried in dusty archives. One of the oldest and most infamous accounts comes from the era of the Great Crusade. There are reports, though highly fragmented, that a detachment of the Imperial Army was sent to investigate a region of space that had suddenly gone dark. Upon arrival, they found not destruction, but something even stranger. Entire planets seemingly abandoned, their infrastructure rusted and broken, as if time had simply drained the life out of them. The soldiers who entered these places reported strange sensations. Time moving too fast or too slow, shadows shifting when no one was watching, and an overwhelming sense of something watching them from just beyond the veil of reality. Many of these soldiers never returned, and those who did were changed. Some aged decades overnight, others forgot entire portions of their past, as if time itself had rewritten their personal histories. But the most chilling stories come from the few encounters that suggested the Hrud weren't just some unknown force, but a living, sentient species. One particularly strange incident describes a battle against an unknown enemy, where the very weapons of the Imperium seemed to decay before they could be fired. Bolts misfired, power packs drained in an instant, and armor crumbled into dust mid-combat. It wasn't just their technology that suffered. Soldiers found themselves aging years in minutes, some collapsing into lifeless husks before their comrades' eyes. Whatever these beings were, they weren't just manipulating time. They were devouring it. The myths surrounding their origins are just as fragmented. Some believe the Hrud have existed since before the war in heaven, lurking in the dark places of the galaxy, avoiding the conflicts of more aggressive species. Others speculate that they might be a failed experiment of the Old Ones, an abandoned species left to wither and evolve in isolation. There's even a theory, though highly controversial, that the Hrud might not be a natural race at all, but some kind of anomaly born from a fundamental disruption in time itself. Creatures that shouldn't exist, feeding off the entropy of the universe, just to survive. What makes their history so terrifying is that there is no single event, no great war or empire to trace them back to. They have no homeworld that anyone has ever confirmed, no great monuments or relics left behind. They move in the shadows, always unseen, always just beyond reach. It's as if they have always been there, slipping between the cracks of history, leaving only whispers in their wake. And yet, despite all the gaps and uncertainties, one thing is undeniable. Wherever the Hrud go, time itself seems to break. Whether they are ancient survivors of a forgotten war, parasites that thrive on the decay of civilizations, or something far worse, something that no race in the galaxy truly understands, they are not to be ignored. Because while the galaxy wages its endless wars, while the Imperium fights for its survival against threats it can see and name, the Hrud continue their silent work, gnawing away at the very fabric of reality itself. Trying to describe what the Hrud actually look like is trickier than it sounds. Officially, they're often depicted as hunched, shadowy figures, draped in ragged cloaks that seem to swallow light itself. Most accounts describe them as vaguely rodent-like, with elongated limbs, skeletal frames, and large, sunken eyes that gleam with an unnatural luminescence. But the problem is, this description is incredibly inconsistent. Depending on the source, their appearance changes wildly. Some records portray them as thin and wiry, scuttling through the darkness like oversized vermin, while others describe them as almost amorphous, their forms shifting and twisting, as if they exist slightly out of sync with reality. This isn't just artistic interpretation or poor documentation. There's something genuinely wrong with how the Hrud interact with the physical world. It's almost as if they're not fully present in any single moment, flickering between states of being. Some scholars believe this is a side effect of their natural abilities, that their bodies aren't just hidden in darkness, but partially submerged in warped time. And that's where things start getting really disturbing. Unlike most species in the galaxy, the Hrud don't just survive in the shadows, they depend on them. Their physiology is so intrinsically tied to darkness that prolonged exposure to bright light is believed to be lethal to them. This isn't just discomfort, like an orc wincing at the sun or a Drakari preferring the dim halls of Komorah. When Hrud are exposed to intense illumination, their bodies react violently, sometimes even disintegrating into a foul mist that dissipates into nothing. It's almost as if they aren't meant to exist under normal conditions, as if light itself is incompatible with their form. But what truly sets them apart is the unnatural effect they have on their surroundings. Where Hrud colonies fester, decay spreads unnaturally fast. Metal rusts within hours, structures collapse under the weight of time, and organic matter wilts away, as if the very concept of longevity is being siphoned from the world around them. Some believe this is simply an extreme form of entropic radiation, a passive biological function of their existence. Others suspect it's something much worse, something deliberate. What if the Hrud don't just accelerate decay? What if they feed on it? Their very presence is toxic. Not in the way that, say, a tyrannid's spores might poison the air, but in a far more insidious manner. Prolonged exposure to a Hrud nest doesn't just make people sick, it warps them. Time moves strangely in their lairs. People report lost memories, rapid aging, or even the sensation of experiencing multiple versions of themselves at once. Soldiers who have engaged them in combat describe the horrifying realization that their own bodies are withering mid-fight, their weapons turning brittle in their hands, their armor cracking like it's been left to rot for centuries. And the worst part? The Hrud aren't even attacking. This is just what happens when you're near them. Theories about their biology run wild. Some believe they're an evolved form of some long-forgotten species, something that adapted to survive by existing in a permanent state of flux. Others suggest they might not be fully organic at all, that they're some kind of anomaly, a manifestation of decay itself, a sentient force of entropy given physical form. And then there are the truly outlandish theories, the ones that suggest the Hrud aren't actually individuals, but fragments of a single, time-distorted consciousness, splintered across countless points in history. Whatever the truth is, one thing is certain. The Hrud do not belong in the normal flow of reality. Every other species in the galaxy exists within a fixed point in time. The Hrud do not. They slip between moments like shadows, unseen and barely understood. And maybe that's why the Imperium ignores them, why their name is spoken so rarely, even among those who dedicate their lives to cataloging the Xeno's threat. Because if the Hrud are what some fear they are, if they truly exist outside of time, feeding on its decay, then how do you fight something that can warp the very essence of existence just by being there? If there's one word that defines the Hrud, it's elusiveness. Unlike most other Xeno species, they don't build massive empires, wage grand wars, or leave behind relics of their civilization. They don't have sprawling cities or towering fortresses. In fact, calling what they have a civilization at all is a stretch. The Hrud exist between things, between time, between places, between the cracks of reality itself. Their way of life is almost parasitic, but not in the way of, say, the Tyranids, who consume and move on in a wave of destruction. The Hrud are more like an infestation, spreading silently through the underbellies of planets, lurking in forgotten tunnels, abandoned catacombs, and the deepest, darkest corners of hive cities where no one dares to go. They don't conquer in the traditional sense. Instead, they burrow into the fabric of a place, unseen and unnoticed, growing in number until their mere presence begins to rot everything around them. Hrud society, if you can even call it that, is structured around nomadic migration. They don't stay in one place for long, not because they can't, but because their very existence makes it impossible. The decay they bring eventually consumes everything around them, forcing them to move before their surroundings collapse under the weight of entropy. This pattern of movement is what makes them so difficult to track, let alone eradicate. By the time the Imperium realizes they're there, they've already spread like a cancer through the planet's infrastructure, dissolving into the shadows before extermination efforts can begin. What little is known about their internal organization suggests they function in something akin to broods or clans, loosely bound groups that operate with an eerie level of cohesion despite their fragmented nature. There is no known Hrud leader, no single ruler or emperor guiding their actions. If they have any form of governance, it is likely something so alien that the Imperium's classifications simply don't apply. Some have suggested they operate under a hive mind-like instinct, an unseen force binding them together, possibly a remnant of their temporal distortions. Others think it's something far more insidious, that their perception of time allows them to act in ways that seem chaotic to us, but are actually orchestrated on a level we can't comprehend. Their secrecy isn't just a survival mechanism, it's fundamental to their way of life. Unlike other Xenos, the Hrud don't seek to expand in the traditional sense. They don't raise armies or carve out territory. Their primary concern is survival, and the best way to survive is to remain unseen. They thrive in the dark, both literally and figuratively, slipping between the cracks of Imperial society like whispers in the night. This is why so few people even know they exist. A hive world might have millions of Hrud living beneath its streets, feeding off its decaying infrastructure, siphoning the energy of its failing systems, and no one would ever know. And yet, despite their isolation, they are uncannily aware of the greater galaxy. They know where to move, when to migrate, and where to hide, almost as if they sense danger before it happens. There are reports, though heavily suppressed, that the Hrud have abandoned entire sectors weeks before massive Tyranid incursions, or disappeared from Imperial cities days before exterminatus-level purges. Some believe this is simple luck. Others suspect something far more chilling, that the Hrud don't just manipulate time on a passive level, that they see time, or at least fragments of it, enough to know when to escape before the storm arrives. The most disturbing part of their way of life, however, isn't just how they exist. It's what they do to the places they infest. Wherever the Hrud settle, the very concept of stability begins to unravel. Infrastructure ages unnaturally fast, pipes rust, power grids short out, and metal foundations corrode decades ahead of their expected lifespan. Entire cities have fallen apart without any visible cause, only for the Mechanicus to later uncover the faintest traces of Hrud colonies in the ruins. It's as if their very presence accelerates entropy, not as an active attack, but as a natural consequence of their existence. There's an old theory among some radical scholars of the Ordo Xenos, one that has been heavily suppressed by the Imperium. It suggests that the Hrud aren't just avoiding the Imperium. They are actively hiding from something else, something older, something far worse. Some even speculate that the Hrud weren't always like this. That once long ago, they may have been something more, a species that was twisted and broken by a force beyond their control. That the reason they hide, the reason they feed off time itself, is because they are running from something the galaxy has forgotten. But what could possibly be so terrifying that even the Hrud, creatures that corrode time itself, would be afraid of it? Whatever the answer is, the Hrud aren't talking. They never do. They just slip deeper into the darkness, into places no one dares to go, vanishing before anyone can ever get close to understanding what they truly are. When it comes to technology, the Hrud defy expectations. Most Xenos species in Warhammer 40K fall into clear categories. Either they are highly advanced, like the Eldar or the Necrons, or they are crude but effective, like the Orcs. The Hrud don't fit neatly into either category. Their technology is something else entirely, something strange, something wrong. At first glance, you wouldn't think the Hrud use advanced tech at all. They are scavengers, lurking in the ruins of Imperial cities, leeching off existing infrastructure rather than building their own. They don't construct massive war machines, they don't forge great starships, and they don't engage in grand technological pursuits like the Mechanicus or the Tau. But that doesn't mean they are primitive. In fact, the rare glimpses of Hrud weaponry suggest they possess technology that outright violates the known laws of physics. The most infamous example is their use of disruption weapons, a type of firearm so bizarre that even the Adeptus Mechanicus struggles to explain how it works. Unlike a lasgun or a bolter, which rely on traditional energy discharge or solid ammunition, Hrud weapons seem to unravel whatever they hit. They don't burn, pierce, or explode their targets. Instead, the victim's body appears to decay in real time, aging centuries in an instant, their flesh turning to dust before their bones collapse into brittle fragments. This isn't some kind of chemical reaction or radiation. It's as if time itself is accelerating on a localized level, forcing the target to experience rapid entropy. And it doesn't stop there. Their weapons don't just affect living beings, they corrode everything. Armor, weapons, vehicles, anything they strike begins to rust, crack, and crumble as if it had been abandoned for centuries. Even power fields struggle to resist this decay, flickering and failing under the weight of their temporal distortions. Some accounts even claim that Space Marine power armor, designed to withstand centuries of combat, has been rendered useless within minutes of prolonged exposure to Hrud weaponry. But where does this technology come from? The Hrud aren't known for being engineers. They don't have vast forges or factories. They don't seem to be creating these weapons in the traditional sense. Instead, many believe they find them, or perhaps pull them from time itself. There's a theory that Hrud technology isn't crafted in the way we understand. Instead, they might be salvaging weapons from the past, or even the future. Some records indicate that Hrud armaments have appeared in forms that don't match any known Imperial or Xenos designs. Could it be that they are drawing from different points in time, plucking advanced weapons from dead civilizations and forgotten wars? If that's the case, then it's possible that some of the things they wield haven't even been invented yet, that they are fighting with relics from a future no one has lived through. And then there are their artifacts. The Imperium has only recovered a handful of objects that are believed to be of Hrud origin, and every single one has been classified as extremely hazardous. Some appear to be simple trinkets, small devices that, at first glance, seem harmless. But the moment they are removed from the dark, enclosed spaces where the Hrud keep them, they begin to emit impossible readings. One such artifact, confiscated by the Ordo Xenos, was placed in a secured vault for study. Within 24 hours, the chamber it was stored in had aged 600 years. The Mechanicus has tried to study Hrid technology in the past, but any attempts to replicate or even understand their function have resulted in disaster. The very act of handling these objects seems to disrupt normal reality, with recorded incidents of tech priests aging decades in mere seconds, or machines breaking down as if they had rusted away over centuries. Some Magi theorize that Hrid artifacts are less like tools and more like fractures in time. Pieces of reality that are unstable, existing across multiple timelines at once. This has led to one of the most unnerving questions about the Hrid. Do they even understand their own technology? Are they actively engineering these weapons and devices? Or are they merely using things they don't fully comprehend? There's a possibility that the Hrid themselves are simply instinctively drawn to objects that resonate with their temporal nature, things that warp reality in ways that benefit their survival. If that's true, then their technology isn't just alien, it's unnatural, the kind of thing that no living being was ever meant to wield. And here's the terrifying part. We don't know the full extent of what they're capable of. The Imperium has only scratched the surface of Hrid technology, and what little they've encountered has been enough to terrify even the most hardened inquisitors. If the Hrid have weapons that manipulate time, if they have devices that accelerate decay, then what else do they possess? What kind of horrors are buried in the deepest corners of the galaxy, hidden in their burrows, waiting to be unleashed? The Hrid don't build fleets. They don't raise armies. But that doesn't mean they are weak. If anything, they may be one of the most dangerous species in existence. Not because they seek conquest, but because their very existence erodes the fabric of reality. And the worst part? If they do have weapons beyond our understanding, if they truly can pull things from the past or the future, then who's to say they haven't already seen the war to come? If there's one thing that truly sets the Hrid apart from every other species in Warhammer 40K, it's their connection to time itself. Plenty of factions use warp-based technologies to manipulate time. Some Chaos Sorcerers can slow it down, some Necron artifacts can rewind it, and the Eldar's most powerful seers can glimpse into its possible futures. But the Hrid? They don't just use time distortion. They are time distortion. Wherever the Hrid go, time starts to break. It isn't just that their presence causes decay. It's something deeper, something fundamentally wrong. Structures don't just crumble when they move in. They age centuries overnight. Machines that should function for millennia suddenly fail, as if they've rusted away for thousands of years. People don't just die. They wither, their lifespans burning out in an instant. And it's not just the physical world that suffers. Memories start to blur, events seem to shift, and even recorded history becomes unstable. There are documented cases, though heavily classified, of entire Imperial regiments experiencing time anomalies after engaging the Hrid. Soldiers report days passing in minutes, while others claim they spent weeks in the field, only to return and find that only hours had gone by. Some suffered rapid aging, growing old within a single battle, while others appeared to exist slightly out of sync with their surroundings, as if their movements were being dragged across different timelines. One of the most infamous examples comes from an Imperial exploration fleet that ventured into an abandoned system rumored to have been overrun by the Hrid centuries before. When they arrived, they found something that should have been impossible, an Imperial colony, completely intact, with its people alive and well, except they still believed it was the same year as their disappearance, hundreds of years earlier. They hadn't aged, they hadn't changed, and to them, no time had passed at all. When the fleet attempted to evacuate them, the colonists disintegrated into dust, as if the very act of removing them from that place had caused their real timeline to catch up all at once. The Mechanicus has tried to explain this phenomenon, but even their most radical theories can't fully account for what the Hrid do to time. Some believe their bodies generate a temporal field, something that actively destabilizes the natural flow of time around them. Others think it's more than just a field, that the Hrid themselves exist outside of linear time, shifting between different moments at will. This would explain why so many descriptions of them are contradictory. Are they hunched, rat-like creatures? Are they shadowy, shifting masses? Are they something else entirely? The answer could be all of the above, depending on when you're looking at them. If they are truly unstuck in time, then different observers might be seeing them from different points in their own existence, as if they are flickering between past and future forms. And then there's the question of why they distort time in the first place. Is it a defense mechanism, a byproduct of their biology, or is it intentional? Some believe the herd feed on time itself, that they consume the entropy of the universe to sustain themselves. This would explain why they always seem to migrate after a period, because they exhaust the temporal stability of an area, draining it dry before moving on. Others think their ability isn't just passive decay, but active manipulation. There are stories, most dismissed as superstition, of herd appearing at moments of historical significance, just long enough to nudge events in an unseen direction before vanishing. If this is true, then the implications are terrifying. It would mean the herd aren't just warping time in their presence. They are rewriting history itself. Think about it. How much of what we think we know about the galaxy is actually true? How many wars, how many battles, how many seemingly random disasters have been subtly influenced by a species that no one even acknowledges? The Imperium's obsession with record-keeping and historical precision is legendary, yet even they struggle with strange inconsistencies, missing fleets, forgotten wars, colonies that vanish from the books. Could some of this be the result of Herd interference? The most radical theorists believe that the Herd aren't just altering time around them, but also their own fate. If they have the ability to slip between past and future, what's stopping them from erasing their own defeats? If an Imperial force wipes out a Herd infestation, how do we know that infestation wasn't already defeated in another timeline, one that the Herd simply abandoned in favor of another? What if they can undo their own losses, shifting themselves into alternate realities where they survive? This would make them functionally immortal, an enemy that can never be truly wiped out because they can always exist in some version of history. And the worst part? We'd never know. Because if they have the power to edit time, to remove events from existence, then they could erase any record of their actions, leaving only gaps in the narrative, lost history that no one even realizes is missing. So what are they really? A dying race, struggling to survive, instinctively warping time as a desperate means of self-preservation? Or something much more terrifying? A species that has transcended linear existence, slipping through time, changing history, and shaping reality itself without anyone ever knowing? The truth is, we don't know. And maybe we can't know. Because if the Herd are as dangerous as some believe, if they really are manipulating time on a cosmic scale, then any answer we find might just be another illusion, another false history they've left behind to cover their tracks. The Herd are not conquerors, nor are they warriors in the traditional sense. They don't march in grand armies, they don't raise banners, and they don't wage war for power, ideology, or survival like most other species. And yet, they have clashed with some of the most powerful factions in the galaxy, often with devastating consequences that no one sees coming until it's too late. Most encounters with the Herd don't start as battles. They start as whispers, as malfunctions, as small, seemingly isolated incidents that spiral into full-blown catastrophes. The Imperium, the Tau, the Orcs, even the Eldar, none of them ever really fight the Herd in a conventional way. It's not a war in the way you'd expect. It's a decay, a slow, creeping rot that spreads through infrastructure, supply lines, and even time itself, until entire planets and fleets collapse under forces they can barely comprehend. The Imperium has encountered the Herd more than any other faction, and each time, the results have been disturbing. There are reports of entire regiments deployed to deal with suspected Herd infestations, only to find their weapons failing, their armor cracking, and their own bodies withering away in the field. The sheer logistical nightmare of fighting the Herd is what makes them so terrifying. You can't just bomb them into oblivion. By the time the Imperium realizes what's happening, their worlds are already falling apart. There have even been cases where entire planets have been quarantined, not because of an open war, but because time itself had become so unstable that no one who entered could be trusted to leave unaffected. One of the most infamous incidents happened on a Forge world that suddenly began to report catastrophic failures across all its production facilities. At first, the Mechanicus assumed it was some kind of sabotage, perhaps chaos infiltration or Xeno's interference. But when the tech priests arrived, they found that entire manufactorums had aged centuries in a matter of weeks. Machines that had functioned for millennia had rusted into useless scrap, and some structures had outright collapsed into dust, as if they had been abandoned for 1,000 years. Only later, when the Hrud tunnels were discovered beneath the ruins, did the truth become clear. The planet hadn't been attacked. It had simply decayed in the presence of something that should not exist. The Tau, for all their advanced technology and logic-driven approach to warfare, have fared no better. There are classified reports within the Firecast archives that detail strange encounters with an unknown force, a presence that defied all attempts at explanation. Cadres sent to investigate disappearing settlements would return days later, claiming only minutes had passed. Drones would malfunction without explanation, battlesuits would shut down mid-combat, and entire colonies would be found deserted, their inhabitants seemingly vanished without a trace. Unlike the Imperium, which tends to suppress information about the Hrud, the Tau tried to study them, but even their scientists couldn't grasp what they were dealing with. Some believe the Hrud actually see the Tau as easy prey. The Tau's reliance on predictability, precision, and technology makes them particularly vulnerable to time-based distortions. If your entire military doctrine is built on coordinated firepower and fast-moving warfare, what happens when your sense of time stops making sense? There have even been rumors of Tau forces caught in time loops, reliving the same battle over and over again without realizing it, only for their bodies to collapse from exhaustion or old age without ever understanding what happened. And then there are the Eldar, one of the few races that might actually have a real understanding of what the Hrud are. There is almost no recorded history of direct warfare between them, and that fact alone is suspicious. The Eldar should have encountered them countless times over their long history, yet their records barely mention the Hrud at all. This has led to speculation that the Eldar either know something they aren't telling or that they actively avoid them at all costs. Some believe the Eldar fear the Hrud, not because of their numbers or their weapons, but because of what they represent, a force outside of time, something immune to fate. The Eldar rely on their ability to see into the future, to manipulate probabilities, and steer reality toward outcomes they desire. But how do you predict something that exists outside of linear time? How do you fight something that can change the past just as easily as the future? There are rumors, nothing concrete, of course, that the Eldar once tried to erase the Hrud from history entirely, wiping them out in some forgotten age. If that's true, then it raises a terrifying question. If the Eldar failed, does that mean the Hrud somehow rewrote their own destruction? Did they slip between timelines, vanishing into an era where the Eldar's extermination campaign never happened? If they really can alter history on that level, then how many times has the galaxy fought them, only to forget the war ever took place? And then there are the Orcs. If there's any species that should be immune to time distortion, you'd think it would be them. After all, Orcs thrive on chaos, and their sheer biological resilience should, in theory, make them resistant to the kind of slow decay that plagues other factions. But the truth is, even Orcs struggle against the Hrud. There are reports of entire warbands aging into dust mid-battle, of Wog energy dispersing inexplicably, of Orc ships simply disappearing into temporal anomalies. Orcs rely on momentum. They build strength through speed, aggression, and numbers. But against an enemy that can drain the very concept of time itself, that momentum is turned against them. Some warbosses have tried to adapt, using raw instinct to counteract the confusion of temporal disruptions. Others just see the Hrud as bad luck, something to be avoided rather than fought. The reality is, no one fully understands the extent of the Hrud's interactions with the greater galaxy. They don't form alliances, they don't seek diplomacy, and they don't wage open war. Instead, they infest, they corrode, and they disappear before anyone can fully comprehend what they've done. And maybe that's the most terrifying part. Because for all the Imperium's wars, for all the Tau's ambitions, for all the Eldar's foresight, none of them truly know how deep the Rud's influence runs. How many battles have they altered? How many wars have they ended before they even began? How much of the galaxy's history has already been rewritten by a species that exists just outside of time's reach? And if the Rud are still out there watching, shifting between the cracks of reality, then the biggest question of all isn't how they've shaped the past. It's what they're planning to do to the future. The Hrud aren't a race that wages war in any conventional sense. They don't have grand armies, they don't invade planets with overwhelming force, and they certainly don't fight for conquest or glory. And yet, despite this, they have been responsible for some of the most bizarre, terrifying, and catastrophic conflicts in the history of the Imperium. Conflicts that often don't look like wars at all until it's too late. Most races, when they go to war, do so with violence, tactics, and brute force. The Hrud, however, fight in a way that almost seems passive. Their wars don't begin with great battles, they begin with decay. A world might start experiencing equipment failures, unexplained disappearances, or strange pockets of time dilation. Then, slowly, the very fabric of that world begins to unravel. Structures collapse, machines corrode, and people start aging at impossible rates. By the time the Imperium realizes what's happening, the planet is already dying. One of the most infamous cases of large-scale Hrud involvement in Imperial history is the Hrud migration of the Segmentum Obscurus. At first, it didn't seem like a war. It was just a strange exodus. Massive numbers of Hrud moving through the Imperium's borders, slipping through forgotten tunnels, abandoned space hulks, and decayed planetary underworlds. No one knew why they were migrating, only that wherever they passed, time itself seemed to break down. Entire cities collapsed into dust overnight. Fleets sent to intercept them vanished, with ships found centuries later, their crews mummified in their seats. When the Imperium finally responded with force, they expected a fight. What they got was something else entirely. The regiments sent to purge the Hrud never even saw their enemy. Ammunition stockpiles aged into useless metal, weapons jammed, and entire battalions died of old age within hours. The Hrud didn't fight. They simply waited as time did the killing for them. Even when they were engaged directly, their very presence corroded reality to the point where battlefield conditions became unrecognizable. And it's not just the Imperium that has suffered at their hands. There are records, scattered, fragmented, of Hrud causing devastation on an interstellar scale. In one of the few confirmed encounters between Hrud and the Tau, a fleet of firecast warships was dispatched to investigate reports of disappearing colonies along the fringes of Tau space. When they arrived at the last known location of a missing settlement, they found nothing but a barren world. Its cities reduced to ruins, so old that they predated the existence of the Tau Empire itself. The colony had been erased from time, as if it had never been there in the first place. Orcs, in their usual reckless enthusiasm, have tried on multiple occasions to fight the Hrud head-on, treating them like just another enemy to crump. It never ends well. One warboss led his Wag into a tunnel network suspected to be crawling with Hrud, thinking it would be an easy fight. When his boys emerged just hours later, they were ancient, their green skin dry and cracked, their massive muscles reduced to frail husks. The warboss himself had turned to dust, his armor collapsing around his remains as if he had been dead for centuries. Even the Necrons, who should theoretically be immune to biological decay and the passage of time, have had strange encounters with the Hrud. In one recorded battle, a Necron tomb world attempted to purge a Hrud infestation that had taken root in its lower tunnels. At first, the Necrons had the upper hand. After all, their mechanical forms should have been impervious to time's ravages. But something went horribly wrong. The battle dragged on for mere hours. But when the Necrons tried to withdraw, their entire dynasty's timeline had been altered. Some of their warriors were found in a pre-activation state as if they had never woken from their tombs at all, while others had degraded into nothing more than corroded metal skeletons, their bodies aged beyond recovery. And then, there are the hidden wars, the ones that no one remembers because they might have never even happened. There's a theory, a terrifying one, that the Hrud have fought far more battles than we can account for. But they've erased them from history. That they have the power to remove wars from existence, to rewrite battles so that their enemies never even knew they fought. If that's true, then the galaxy could be littered with the ruins of wars that no one remembers, conflicts that were fought and lost in realities that no longer exist. The few who have studied the Rood closely believe that they don't fight out of hatred, ambition, or conquest. Instead, they fight only when they must, when they are forced to defend themselves, when their migrations are threatened. And that makes them even more terrifying. Because if they are capable of causing this much destruction just to survive, imagine what they could do if they ever wanted to destroy something. In a galaxy filled with warlords, conquerors, and extinction-level threats, the Rood remains something far more insidious, a war you don't even realize you're losing until it's too late. Because when the Rood go to war, they don't just kill their enemies, they erase them. The Rood are one of the most enigmatic species in Warhammer 40K. But the real question isn't just who they are, it's what they are. Because the more you look at them, the more you realize that they don't fit into any conventional category. Every major faction in the galaxy has some kind of clear origin, some kind of purpose or evolutionary path that makes sense in the grand scheme of things. But the Rood? They don't belong. Their biology is a mess of contradictions. Their presence warps time and space in ways that shouldn't be possible. And worst of all, no one truly knows where they came from. This has led to a lot of speculation, and some of the theories out there are genuinely terrifying. One of the more mainstream ideas is that the Rood were just another Xenos species that evolved naturally. A race of subterranean scavengers that adapted to survive in the shadows. Maybe they developed their time-warping abilities as a form of defense, a way to escape predators or hostile environments by slipping between moments in time. But if that's the case, why are they so different from every other species? Why don't they leave behind relics or history or any trace of a homeworld? Why does their very presence seem to erode reality itself? This leads to a far darker theory that the Rood weren't a natural species at all, but something created. There are whispers buried deep in the Ordo Xenos archives that suggest the Rood may have been an experiment, perhaps a failed creation of the Old Ones. During the War in Heaven, the Old Ones created many species as weapons against the Necrons and their Catan masters, and while we know about the Eldar, the Orcs, and other engineered races, who's to say there weren't others? What if the Rood were one of these forgotten creations, designed for some unknown purpose, only to become something the Old Ones couldn't control? It would explain a lot. Their ability to manipulate time could have been an intended feature, something the Old Ones gave them to counter the Cetan's dominion over reality. Maybe the Rood were supposed to be weapons, living, self-replicating time bombs that could age Necron legions into dust before they ever reached the battlefield. But something went wrong. Maybe their abilities spiraled out of control, becoming an uncontrollable force of entropy. Maybe the Old Ones realized too late that they had created something that would devour reality itself. And maybe, just maybe, that's why the Rood live in hiding, because they are the last remnants of a war that ended millions of years ago, still running from the shadows of their own past. But there's an even darker possibility, that the Rood are something much worse than failed experiments. Some believe that their connection to time is not biological, not engineered, but something eldritch, something beyond mortal comprehension. That they are not entirely of this reality. There are parallels between the Rood and the forces of chaos that are impossible to ignore. Their presence warps time, their very existence accelerates decay, and wherever they go, history itself becomes unstable. This has led to speculation that they might be directly tied to the warp, not in the way that Chaos Space Marines or Daemons are, but in some fundamental, existential way. Some radical scholars within the Ordo Malleus have even suggested that the Rood might be the physical manifestation of time corruption itself, a symptom of the universe's slow decay, creatures that shouldn't exist but do, simply because reality itself is breaking apart. If that's true, then the Rood aren't just Xenos, they are a sign that the galaxy itself is dying. And then there's the idea that they serve something, that their migrations, their endless movement across the stars, aren't just random patterns of survival, but a deliberate purpose? What if the Hrud aren't just running from the Imperium, or the Tau, or even the Necrons? What if they're running from something else, something we can't see? Some theorists believe that the Hrud may have once served a god, something outside of time, something that the Eldar, the Necrons, or even the Old Ones tried to erase from existence. If that's true, then what happens when they find their way back to it? What if the Hrud's time-warping abilities are not just a survival mechanism, but a process, a restoration of something long buried? And then there's the most terrifying theory of all, the one that suggests the Hrud aren't just a threat to the Imperium or to any one faction, but to existence itself. That their decay is not just a side effect of their biology, but a function of the universe itself breaking down. That maybe, just maybe, the Hrud are the final stage of reality. Creatures that appear when a universe is reaching the end of its lifespan, feeding on the last remnants of time before it collapses completely. If that's true, then the real question isn't where they came from or what they want. The real question is, how long do we have left? The real question isn't who the Hrud are or what they are, it's whether they're still out there. Have they faded into obscurity? Another forgotten Xenos species lost in the endless chaos of the 41st millennium. Or are they still lurking, hidden in the shadows, manipulating the fabric of time itself, while the rest of the galaxy remains oblivious? A lot of people assume the Hrud are gone simply because they aren't a major force in the setting. Unlike the Orcs, the Necrons, or Chaos, they don't leave behind massive battlefields, conquered worlds, or galaxy-shaking campaigns. But here's the thing. That's exactly what makes them so terrifying. The Hrud don't fight wars in the traditional sense. They erode things. They infest. They accelerate entropy. And they move on before anyone even realizes they were there. And if that's the case, wouldn't it make perfect sense that no one hears about them anymore? The Imperium, of course, acts like they aren't a major concern. But the Imperium ignores a lot of things until they become a direct threat. They dismissed the Tyranids as little more than an isolated problem until Hive Fleet Behemoth crashed into the galaxy. They believed the Necrons were a myth until Tomb Worlds began awakening en masse. The Hrud may not be launching grand invasions, but that doesn't mean they aren't still present, just operating in a way that the Imperium refuses to acknowledge. And there are signs, if you know where to look. Reports of entire planetary populations vanishing without a trace, not because of warp storms or Xenos invasions, but because the planets themselves appear to have aged into ruin overnight. Ships emerging from the warp centuries before they were supposed to arrive, their crews lost in paradoxes no one can explain. Even deep within the hive cities of the Imperium, there are whispers of tunnels that weren't there yesterday. Of entire underhive sectors collapsing into dust, of pockets of time distortion that the Mechanicus quietly quarantines and never speaks of again. Some fans believe the Hrud are still migrating, moving silently between the stars, existing in a way that keeps them just outside of normal perception. Maybe they aren't a threat in the traditional sense, but rather a force of nature, something that persists regardless of who wins or loses the endless wars of the galaxy. Maybe they are simply waiting, living in the cracks of reality, waiting for the moment when time itself begins to unravel completely. Others believe they are influencing history, just in ways we can't detect. What if some of the greatest mysteries of Warhammer 40K, unexplained anomalies, forgotten wars, entire eras of history that no one remembers, are the result of Hrud interference? If they really do have the ability to erase things from time, how much of what we think we know about the galaxy is actually real? How many events have they altered? How many wars have they prevented? How many worlds have they unmade? And then, there's the most disturbing possibility. That they aren't just still around, but that they are actively growing in power. What if their migrations aren't random, but part of something bigger? What if the decay they bring, the way they feed on time, is leading to something? A final event, a culmination of their existence. Something that will change the galaxy in a way no one can predict. The truth is, we don't know. And that's the scariest part. The Hrud have always been a mystery, an anomaly, in a setting where most threats are loud, violent, and impossible to ignore. But what if the greatest danger isn't the things we can see, but the things that exist just beyond our perception? What if the Hurid are still there, lurking just out of reach, reshaping history in ways we'll never understand? And if they are, how would we ever know? The galaxy of Warhammer 40K is filled with monsters, warlords, and nightmares made flesh. But the Hurid, they are something entirely different. They are not conquerors, not warriors, not the kind of enemy you see coming from across the stars. They don't announce their presence with massive fleets or titanic battles. They don't fight for glory or dominion. They simply exist, gnawing away at the foundations of reality itself, moving unseen and unchallenged. And maybe that's why they are so terrifying. Every major faction in the galaxy fights for something. The Imperium clings to survival and its crumbling dominion. The Eldar fight against the inevitable doom of their kind. The Necrons seek to reclaim their lost empire. And the Orcs, well, they fight because it's fun. But the Hurid? No one knows what they want. No one knows if they even have a goal beyond mere survival. And maybe that's the point. Maybe they aren't fighting at all. Maybe they are just waiting, feeding on the decay of the galaxy like carrion birds circling a dying beast, slipping between the cracks of time while the rest of the universe wastes itself in war. The truth is, no one in the galaxy takes them seriously. The Imperium treats them like a minor Xenos infestation, something to be ignored or exterminated when necessary. The Tau barely even acknowledge their existence. The Orcs see them as a weird, unfightable nuisance. Even the Eldar, who fear almost everything with good reason, don't seem to speak of them. And yet, despite this, the Hurid persist. They have survived countless millennia, untouched by the great wars that have reshaped the galaxy, unbroken by the tides of destruction that have consumed so many other species. That should scare everyone. Because if the Hurid can survive in a galaxy as brutal as this, if they can keep slipping through the cracks, no matter how many times they are purged, then what does that say about them? Maybe the only reason they haven't become a true threat is because they don't need to be. Because why would they fight for control over a galaxy that is already killing itself? Why would they wage war when time is already on their side? They don't have to conquer anything, because if they simply wait long enough, there will be nothing left. And that leads to the most disturbing thought of all. What happens if they stop waiting? What happens if the Hurid decide to act? We've seen what they can do just by existing. Accelerated decay, time distortions, entire wars erased from history. But what if they become something more? What if their migrations aren't random? What if they are building toward something? The galaxy is already falling apart. The Imperium is stretched to its breaking point. The Eye of Terror is wider than it has ever been. The Great Rift has shattered the very fabric of reality. Time is already in flux. What if the Hurid are feeding off that instability? What if all of this, the wars, the destruction, the collapse of civilizations, is just making them stronger? Maybe they were never just scavengers. Maybe they were never just parasites, lurking in the dark, feeding off the scraps of dying worlds. Maybe they were waiting for something bigger. And what happens when they no longer need to hide? The galaxy is full of threats, but the Hurid are something different. They are a reminder that not all dangers come from the barrel of a gun or the claws of a beast. Some dangers creep in unseen, wearing down reality itself until the walls of the universe start to buckle. Some dangers erase you before you even know you were there. So are the Hurid still out there? Probably. Are they still manipulating time, twisting history, feeding off the slow collapse of the galaxy? Almost certainly. And if they ever step out of the shadows, if they ever decide that waiting is no longer enough, then maybe the end won't come in fire and blood. Maybe the end won't be a battle at all. Maybe, when the time finally comes, there just won't be anything left. So if you want to keep diving into the darkest corners of Warhammer 40K, where forgotten Xenos and terrifying mysteries lurk, make sure to subscribe. Because the Hurid might not be the only thing hiding in the shadows, waiting for their moment to strike. And trust me, you don't want to miss what's coming next.